Hello, I'm Ted Lee, your host, and welcome to Reptilian Studios, where normal is overrated and curiosity knows no bounds. Today I want to talk about something that's very dear to my heart, in a way, because, you know, I see myself as nomad. I've been moving and traveling for a very fucking long time, but this is something that I believe that everybody should have, and this is something that, you know, a lot of people have a lot of maybe different opinions. For example, I know I've seen actually a lot of people roast Mark Zuckerberg for having and owning a bunker. This motherfucker spent like $3 million on it. And, you know, out of every luxury, like out of all the mansions, all the jewelry, or, you know, whatever stupidity rich people spend their money on, I believe, you know, Mark Zuckerberg owning a bunker is absolutely the most sane money well spent, I guess. I don't know how the other way to say it. He spent his money on something that's good, and that's the fucking way it should be. $3 million for a billionaire, that's nothing, let's be honest. And that's something he should have done a lot sooner. And I believe that instead of making fun of him, that a lot of people should follow, you know, in his footsteps and do exactly the same. Now, in the harsh corridors of power, where whispers of control and manipulation echo like ghostly apparitions, there lurks a truth obscured by the facade of democracy and governments. It is a truth that strikes at the very heart of human autonomy and individuals' sovereignty. This truth, my fellow citizen, is the imperative necessity for each and every one of us to possess a bunker, a haven of protection against the tendrils of government overreach and the looming specter of apocalypse. Now, why, you may ask, should we retreat into the depths of a subterranean forest? The answer lies in the elaborate machinations of those who wield power like a double-edged sword, promising safety while brandishing the sharp blade of tyranny. Throughout history, from the annals of ancient empires to the corridors of modern-day governments, the unsustainable hunger for control has driven rulers to manipulate and subjugate the masses, shunning their actions in the deceptive guise of benevolence. But why should we fear the government, you may ponder? The answer, my friends, lies in the erosion of civil liberties and the insidious erosion of individual autonomy. In the age where surveillance is omnipresent and privacy is a relic of the past, the sanctity of our own homes has become a mere illusion, shattered by the praying eyes of those who claim to serve and protect. With each passing day, we tether to the preface of dystopian reality where freedom is but a distant memory and the scent is meant with swift and merciless reprisal. Not reprisal, I guess. More like subjugation. I believe that's the best word to describe it. And yet the need for a bunker extends for far beyond mere protection from government intrusion. It is a bulwark against the relentless march of environmental catastrophe. The catastrophic repercussions of humanity's unchecked hubris, global warming, with its cascading effects of extreme weather events, rising sea levels, and dwindling resources, threatens to plunge our world into chaos and despair. The signs are all around us, from blistering heat waves to catastrophic wildfires, heralding the arrival of a new age of ecological upheaval. But what of the apocalypse, you may wonder? Now, this may sound like something of a rant of a conspiracy theorist such as I, or a simple, you know, humble nomad such as I once more, but is about apocalypse. It's not really a thing of fiction. It is not the stuff of myth and legend confined to the annals of religious scripture and dystopian fiction. I tell you, my friends, the apocalypse is not some abstract concept relegated to the realm of fantasy. It is a tangible reality, lurking on the horizon like a shadowy specter. From the threat of nuclear annihilation to the specter of pandemic disease, the harbingers of humanity's demise are manifold and ever-present. In the face of such existential threats, the bunker emerges as a beacon of hope, a sanctuary amidst the chaos where the flames of freedom can still burn bright. It is a testament to human ingenuity and resilience, a bastion against the encroaching darkness that seeks to engulf us all. But make no mistake, the road to salvation is fraught with peril, and only those who are prepared to seize their destiny will emerge unscathed. So I urge you, my fellow citizens, to head the clarion call of history and embrace the imperative necessity of the bunker. Arm yourselves, not just with the concrete and steel, but with knowledge and solidarity. For in the darkest hour, it is not the might of governments or the machinations of the elite that will prevail. It is the indomitable spirit of the human soul, rising like a phoenix from the ashes of destruction. You need this. Honestly, there's, you know, I said it best I could, but you simply need a bunker. You know, if you think that, you know, there's no actually way for you actually to build one, you'd be surprised how little money you actually need. I mean, you do need money for, because, you know, not only for food, but, you know, there are some, depending on the, why would you need the bunker? For example, what if the air got corroded and was and became unbreathable? You would need like some type of air filtration system. Now, then you would need a water pump for, you know, and something to cleanse and clean the water. You would need, you know, food, you and a lot more. You need weapons, you know, you need something to sleep, you need to, you know, you need books, you need some sort of entertainment, otherwise you would literally go insane. You need some kind of at least solar power, solar chargers, you know, batteries, candles. You know, I think if you look up this, all of this on Google, you can find, you know, lists of stuff you would actually need. But if you're going to create a bunker, as in right now, while society is still present, my idea or my recommendation is to do it somewhere on a place that no one knows about. If you want to buy a property and build something underground, do it through a proxy. Make them sign NDA and a contract, and, you know, hide yourself to the best of your abilities from the equation and the government way of finding you. Build a place of a fortress of solitude, if you will, just for yourself. And, you know, you never know why you might need this. The list of threats for why you actually need a bunker is concerningly large. You never know what might happen, and that is the state of the world in which we live in. So, just protect yourself. You need this. You need a bunker. Be smart. Don't make a mistake. Prepare yourself before, you know, something happens. That's all I'm saying. Prepare yourself. And it's the same policy as, you know, Americans have with guns. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. That's all I'm saying. Have a bunker. Prepare yourself. It's been your boy Ted Lim. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Reptilian Studios podcast. I hope you learned something. I hope you take my advice. You know, follow, subscribe, do all that stupid shit. And as always, buy one of my books. You know, you might entertain yourself. So that will be it for today. I'm out. Peace.